Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here on Stolen Lives, we discuss brutal and heartbreaking crimes against children. Themes may include child murder, torture, and sexual, domestic, and child abuse. I do try my best to remain respectful for the babies in these stories and leave out unnecessary details that, honestly, none of us need to know to understand the frustration of why and how this ever happened. However, if you find any of these themes triggering, this podcast may not be for you. Listener discretion is advised. New Orleans, Louisiana, August 2025. A mother reported her nonverbal, autistic 12-year-old son missing, seemingly going through his bedroom window and wandering away. Nearly 2 weeks later, his body was found in a marsh with two alligators. This discovery was at first thought to be a tragic accident, but soon a web of lies would be uncovered, revealing a lifetime of abuse towards his little boy. This is Brian's story.
With extreme heat and other environmental challenges, the search for 12-year-old Brian Vasquez becomes more desperate. Police believe the boy is nude and say it has been days since he took his seizure medicine.
Brian Aaron Vasquez was born August 4th, 2013, in Metairie, Louisiana, to mother Hilda Vasquez. It's not clear who Brian's father was, only that he wasn't in the little boy's life at the time of his death and disappearance. He was the youngest of four children born to all different fathers. August 14, 2025, around 10:20 a.m., Brian's mother, Hilda Vasquez, called the New Orleans Police Department. She was reporting her 12-year-old nonverbal autistic son missing. Now, this should have set up alarm bells to everyone. There should have been some urgency here, because any delay in searching for the boy could literally mean life or death. But that didn't happen here. It would take 5 hours for police to attend the Vasquez family home on Bunar Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. When police did arrive on the scene at 3 p.m, Vasquez told them this wasn't the first time she discovered her son missing, that he had a habit of sneaking out to go to a nearby playground, but that was at their previous house, that they had recently moved, so Vasquez said she wasn't sure where to start looking for Brian, where he might have gone. Vasquez theorized her son had climbed out of his bedroom window, as she found that opened when she was sure she closed it when Brian had gone to sleep the previous night. That he wasn't wearing any clothes, only an adult diaper. In an effort to find a starting point of the direction Brian may have gone, the authorities checked the neighbor's doorbell camera footage. And can I say, the invention of doorbell cameras have proven incredible for missing persons cases and unsolved murders. There have been valuable evidence found because of these cameras. So not only do they make us feel safe in our homes, but in turn, it keeps our neighbours safe and holds the bad guys to more accountability. It makes it that much harder to go undetected. And for that, countless families have received answers and justice. But in this case, investigators found Brian had been walking alone down the street at around 5:20 that morning. A second video showed him walking to the door of another resident before he continued on down the road. Then about 1.5 hours later, 6:40 a.m, Brian is seen on yet another home surveillance recording on the 1300 block of CS Street. After that, it wasn't clear where the boy had gone. And given he was non-verbal autistic, as I said, there should have been some more urgency there to find the vulnerable 12-year-old. But it wouldn't be until the next day, August 15, 2025, at 2:17 a.m., that the New Orleans Police Department issued a missing child bulletin for Brian Vasquez. Police holding a press conference, imploring residents to search everywhere in their property for anywhere a scared little boy could be hiding. A massive search for Brian was conducted, including multiple agencies, volunteers, using airboats, drones and bloodhound search and rescue dogs. This continued on into the next day, but unfortunately no trace of Brian could be found.
Every hour that that child is out there, his life is fading away. I know his resilience. I know what he can endure. I know what he will do to stay alive.
Cristiani Fajardo, the Vasquez family spokesperson, says the boy's mom is overwhelmed by the volunteers looking for her son.
It's getting harder and harder for her every day, but she has not lost faith. We just need him back. We just need him with his family. This community needs to see that this effort is not in vain. And I know he's holding on. And if somebody have him, let him go. Brian, hold on, puppy. I'm doing everything in my power to get to you. I'm doing everything, puppy. I will find you. I promise you I will find you. And I will not sleep until I do.
The thorough search continued until near the 72-hour mark after Brian's disappearance. This was when the New Orleans Police Department announced their plans to scale down the active field searches, the investigation being handed over to the Special Victims Unit. While the authorities were scaling back the search, neighbours and volunteers doubled down with their efforts to find the missing child. They canvassed the area on ATVs, scouring fields and nearby waterways, as well as handing out flyers with Brian's picture on it. By August 18th, the United Cajun Navy offered their services. Construction companies providing excavators to clear wooded areas. The entire community was out in force to find Brian. Everything possible was thrown at this search for answers as to where the 12-year-old could have gone. And then, just over a week after Brian was last seen, police held a press conference to announce what everyone had been dreading. That August 26, 2025, 12-year-old Brian Vasquez had been found. A drone locating his body floating in a canal a few blocks away from his home. Two alligators had surfaced with the boy's body after previously storing it underwater. An autopsy concluded that Brian had died as a result of blunt force trauma and drowning. The medical examiner determining that the alligator's jaws had caused the blunt force trauma, and then he subsequently drowned when the animal took him underwater.
The coroner has determined that 12-year-old Brian Vasquez died from blunt force due to an alligator and then subsequently drowned. We are going to continue to follow every issue, every lead that comes to us, because we have to seek out the truth of the matter.
To many, it seemed as if Brian's death was just a tragic accident. But then the New Orleans Police Department announced that a search warrant had been issued for the Vasquez family home. A second search warrant was also issued for Hilda Vasquez's phone. Also revealed around this time was that Vasquez had actually been charged back in 2014 with second-degree cruelty to a child. She would later plead guilty to a lesser charge of simple cruelty to a child by negligent treatment or neglect. This was after Vasquez was proven responsible for causing a traumatic brain injury on then-3-month-old Brian. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
3-month-old Brian Vasquez was rushed to hospital after he began vomiting milk mixed with blood and he had stopped breathing. Scans and x-rays would show Brian had a skull fracture, brain swelling, fractures to both his legs, retinal hemorrhages and punctured lungs. This baby was lucky to survive. A police report confirmed that Brian's injuries were non-accidental, and his mother was arrested. Following this incident, Brian was sent to live in foster care for a time, but at some point he was returned to Hilda Vasquez, and it was case closed. And then in January 2022, CPS again became involved with the Vasquez family, due to alleged lack of supervision of Brian and his two siblings. The report claiming that the mother had left her three children home alone, and that Brian had scratches near his genitals, his inner thighs, his right wrist and his face. He was also reported to have tapeworms at least twice. The CPS files also included reports from doctors whose testing showed that Brian had been actually born healthy, that he had no prior medical issues before sustaining his traumatic brain injury. So given all of that, it turned out that Brian wasn't autistic like Vasquez was telling the authorities and everyone in their lives. But rather, his mother's beatings had left the 12-year-old with serious neurodevelopmental delays. But that wouldn't be all, because then there was a third case that was opened by CPS into the Vasquez family in July 2025, so a month before Brian's death. This report was regarding Vasquez's youngest child, who was just a newborn at the time. He was found with cocaine in his system, yet the children all still remained with Vasquez. Just a week after Brian died, September 9th, 2025, Hilda Vasquez was placed under arrest. She was charged with negligent homicide and second-degree cruelty to a child. She was held without bond and also required to have no contact with her surviving children. Vasquez told authorities at around 8 p.m. August 13, 2025. She had given Brian some sleeping medicine and she went to sleep herself. When Vasquez woke up around 3 a.m. to care for the newborn, she found Brian in the kitchen looking for food. She told investigators that this was normal for the 12-year-old, that he often woke in the middle of the night hungry. Vasquez claimed she then guided her son back into his bedroom that he shared with his sister. The following morning, Vasquez said she had gotten up to prepare her 6-year-old for school, which was only about 5 blocks away from the home. Vasquez stated that she had not updated Brian's school with their new address, so Brian and his 11-year-old sister didn't have bus transportation as yet. Instead, she chose to let the two stay home alone while she drove her 6-year-old to school with a newborn in tow. Vasquez said she never checked on Brian before she left, just assuming he was still asleep. When she later returned back home after school drop-off, she again didn't check on him. She just went right to her bedroom to go back to sleep. It wasn't until 10 a.m. that Vasquez called out to her 11-year-old daughter. That was when the girl informed her that Brian was missing. And that's when the open window in the bedroom the children shared was discovered. Brian had also run away 2 other times prior to his disappearance on August 14th. Vasquez telling investigators that while they were in their old home, Brian had been found by police naked and drinking water out of a drainage ditch. And then just 3 days after that, Vasquez alleged she had been sleeping when a neighbour knocked on her door. They had found Brian after he had yet again escaped and they brought him home. This incident, however, was never reported to police. So what can be taken from that was that Hilda Vasquez didn't take any necessary measures to make sure her disabled son was safe. Disabled by her own doing, mind you. But she wasn't making sure he was safe and unable to wander off from either residence. Being incredibly neglectful, leaving her disabled son alone with his 11-year-old sister. At the time of this recording, February 2026, Hilda Vasquez is currently being held incarcerated, awaiting trial. Thursday, August 28, 2025. Family, friends and neighbours gathered to remember Brian, holding a candlelight vigil near the lagoon where his body was found. His mother, Hilda Vasquez, was in attendance along with Brian's siblings. This was before her arrest, and they sent out flowers into the water. Volunteers erected a cross on the bank where mourners left photos, prayer cards, candles, balloons and stuffed animals. Brian Vasquez's funeral was then held on September 20th, 2025 at Let Egan's Funeral Home in Metairie, Louisiana. He was then buried at Lake Lawn Park in New Orleans. If you have your own thoughts and theories on the story we discussed today, or any stories we talk about here on Stolen Lives, please search Stolen Lives Podcast on Facebook, like the page so you don't miss an episode, and join the Stolen Lives discussion group to talk about your thoughts and theories. You can also talk to us on Instagram, Stolen Lives Podcast. If you like what you heard today, we would appreciate it if you share this episode on your social media of choice, and subscribe and leave a positive review on your podcast app. Today's episode was researched and written by me, Ali. Hosting and production was also by me, Ali. Music is by Mayu.